Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When our supposedly compassionate federal government pokes its nose into areas that under our principle of federalism should be none of its business, the result is often unintended consequences and gross injustices. A prime example is the 1986 federal Bradley Amendment, which mandates that a child support debt cannot be retroactively reduced or forgiven even if the debtor is unemployed, hospitalized, in prison, sent to war, dead, proved to be not the father, never allowed to see his children, or loses his job, or suffers a pay cut. The result of this incredibly rigid law is to impose a punishment that makes it impossible for any but the very rich to get out from under a Bradley debt. For failure to pay up, thousands of fathers are sentenced to a debtor's prison. That's a medieval practice we thought America abolished centuries ago. And thousands of men have their driver's license confiscated, making it extraordinarily difficult to get a job. There is no requirement that if and when the Bradley debt is paid, the money be spent on the children, or that the debt be based on an estimate of a child's needs, or even that the children actually be children. Some states require the father to pay for college tuition. The Bradley debt is mistakenly called child support. It is actually a court-imposed judgment to punish men and extract money from them to support some mothers, plus a $3 billion federal-state bureaucracy. Take the case of Larry Souter, who was released after spending 13 years in prison after being wrongly convicted. He was then summoned to court to explain why he should not be convicted of contempt for nonpayment of his Bradley debt that had kept rising during his years in prison to $38,000. Since the children are now adults, this case proves that the Bradley debt has nothing to do with child support. It has to do with court-ordered transfer payments from which the state gets a cut.
Can activist judges be stopped, or will they continue to rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution or the will of the people? Find out what you can do by reading Phyllis Schlafly's new book, The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. For information, go online to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Or write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Gary Brownfield Show, starring Gary Brownfield. And here's the star of the show. Now the man who says, it is as bad as you think, and they are out to get you. Gary Brownfield.
And I am Gary Brownfield. It is good to have you along on this. What is this?
It's an adventure in broadcasting.
Is that what it is, Jeff? It's an adventure in broadcasting. Invention or an adventure?
It changes.
It changes. I'll tell you anyway, I'm glad you're along today. I was in the studio a while ago, and one of our other broadcasters was using your microphone there, and he was talking to someone with the National Pork Producers Council, and they were talking about how great this animal ID thing is. And I said, how can you possibly go on the air and put these people on the air that are promoting this thing? It's going to destroy the industry. Well, people have a right to know. I said, yeah, they've got a right to know. They've got a right to know how this is going to destroy agriculture as we know it today. And I just happened to pick up Ben Roberts, his book here, Past, Present, and How We Can Survive for the Future in the Beef Cattle Industry. And Ben is getting pretty pessimistic about this because he has written an article for the Paragon Foundation's bi-monthly publication. And it's entitled, The Sun is Going Down on the U.S. Cattle Industry. And he brings out some pretty interesting facts and figures here. I don't want to give the whole article or you won't want to read it in the Paragon's publication. But one of the things he says, in 1963, the National Beef Council and the National Livestock and Meat Board formed the Beef Industry Council. The Beef Industry Council was funded by voluntary checkoff funds at the time. Then voluntary funds went into an automatic deduction from the sales of cattle collected by auction yards and commission firms at the terminal markets. If you did not want to give a contribution, you could make a written request and your deduction would be refunded. Well, now, I'm not going into all the details here, but Ben is a historian for the livestock industry. I mean, he knows what happened at all of the stockyards from back 100 and some years ago. And he's written, if you don't have the Past, Present, and Future of the Cattle Industry book, you need that if you're interested in what has taken place and what is presently taking place. And he goes on and talks about how they started out with a penny a head checkoff, and you could get it back. And then it went up to 2 cents, and then it went up to 3 cents. That worked very well for the big packers. Then the reduction of livestock being shipped to the large terminal markets in the late 1960s, there was also a reduction of money collected. So they had to devise a new way to collect large amounts of advertising and research funds. By 1977, the packers had developed a strong working relationship with the American National Cattlemen's Association, which had evolved from the American National Livestock Association in 51, but in 57, the American National Cattlemen's Association became the National Cattlemen's Association, which now has become the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And we have stated time and time again, ranchers do not raise beef. It's a misnomer to say that if you're in the cattle business, that you're in the beef business, unless you are slaughtering and selling the retail product. Then you are in the beef business. But cattle is no more beef than wheat is bread. You know, there's a big difference. You don't hear wheat farmers saying, "Well, I'm in the flour business." No, they're not in the flour business. They're in the wheat business. You don't hear corn farmers say, "You know, we're in the breakfast food business. We make cornflakes." No, we don't. We grow corn. And the same way with cattle. Cattlemen are not beef producers. Now, you have beef cattle as compared to dairy cattle, but the people that run them, raise them, grow them, are cattlemen. They're cattle producers. They are not beef producers. The packing plants take cattle and process beef, and they are the beef producers. Anyway, for whatever that's worth, the National Cattlemen's Association did the checkoff dollars. They became mandatory by the 1985 Farm Bill. See, no matter how these things started, they always end up mandatory. They start out voluntary. Social Security was a voluntary program once upon a time. It is no longer voluntary. If you think it is, try not to pay your Social Security. I'm paying into your Social Security. Or if you think it is, if you are an employer, try to not send in your, I can't think what the figure is. It's in something da-da-da-da. But don't send that in every month and see how long it takes before you get a call from the IRS folks. Okay? Now, here is the last paragraph of his article on the sun is going down on the U.S. cattle industry. And yes, he did say U.S. cattle industry, because knowing Ben, he says it's going to happen on a worldwide basis. And he says the only kind of a cattleman's organization that will ever be successful is if the U.S. cattle producers organize with the Australian cattle producers and the European cattle producers and the South American cattle producers. It's going to have to be a united front, because these packers are united and they operate in these countries wherever they raise cattle. So anyhow, they don't care. The packers don't care whether or not they buy U.S. cattle. They just as soon buy Australian cattle. They just as soon buy Argentine cattle. And they're building plants in these other countries. They're ready to go. And whenever they get this cattle thing under control here in the United States, they're going to be. And see, you can ship boxed beef. Now, granted, cattle load easier than boxed beef. But you can ship boxed beef a lot easier than you can ship live cattle. So what they'll do, what they are in the process of doing, right now as we speak, they're building packing plants in all these other countries, and they don't care whether we have any cattle here in the United States or not. Now, I'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show, online at DairyBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. 4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Turn. Now, Benny Roberts has written a book, Past, Present, and Future of the Beef Cattle Industry, and he has written kind of a follow-up on that for the Paragon Foundation newsletter, and it's long enough that it'll probably occur more than one. We're going to have to do it, I think, in two or three different, you know, kind of a continued thing here. But his very last paragraph of this goes like this, and it goes along with what I have been saying over and over and over again. The cattlemen are going to be just like the chicken farmers in cowboy boots, is what it amounts to. And anyhow, we here's his last paragraph. Now, they've got the chickens, they've got the pork industry now, the hog industry, and they're going to, along with Animal ID is going to be the thing that kicks it off, they're going to have the cattle industry. Today, here's his last paragraph. Today, 2006, the last generation of cattlemen are operating their ranches. The next generation that remains will be contract ranchers to Tyson IBP, Swift-Conagra and Cargill, because, see, Tyson is IBP and Swift is Conagra and then Cargill, okay? Three packers left. After reading, and he's talking about the next generation, which is coming up pretty quick. He says, after reading the array of proven facts given in this article, we cattle producers who want to improve our conditions will understand more fully the power and resources of the overt and obscure forces lined up against us. These entrenched forces, for their own power and profit, aim to keep us where we are or drive us further down. It is up to the cattlemen to form a mighty organization and provide the means whereby we not only can effectively fight back, but bring about changes that will ensure ourselves a square deal now and for future generations. And I've discussed this over and over with Ben. He says, and like I said, he is a, if there was ever a historian that knows the cattle industry for over 100 and some odd, nearly 150 years that he's done research on this. He spent his entire life up until just recently in the cattle industry himself. He was in the St. Louis stockyards from the time he was 10 years old. I knew him when he was at the Kansas City stockyards. He knows the industry. He knows the markets. And he says the only way we will ever survive this, and I mentioned it a while ago, I'm going to mention it again, a national organization is no longer good enough to do it. We've got the FTAA, we really have it, although it doesn't exist, the Free Trade of the Americas, but we have NAFTA and GATT, and we have seen how that has worked against us. If it's going to happen, if it is going to happen, which I sincerely doubt, we as cattlemen, as farmers in general, are going to have a world NAFTA-GATT kind of an organization and organize ourselves on a worldwide basis. It's not going to happen because these packers, these industries are already spread all over the world, and they don't care whether we have any food production left in America or not. We'll be back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show, online at DairyBrownfield.com.
Hi, this is John Stapler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
We have returned. I've had some of the most interesting callers and visitors over the past couple of days. It just doesn't happen that regularly, I guess. Well, maybe it does, because a lot of folks call and they are interesting. A rancher called me this morning, and he's a cowman. He runs about 500 mama cows. He was in the area where we had the big blizzard here, 3 or 4 weeks ago. It was down in his country to below zero with 50-mile-an-hour winds, right in 2 feet of snow and right in the middle of calving season. So he said he was pretty busy there for a few days. But anyway, he was telling me that lightning struck. And killed, I can't remember. I wasn't taking notes when he started talking. He said it killed 4 or 5 cows. And he said it really messed up 7 pairs. I remember that. Because he said part of the cows that got killed didn't have their calves with them. And some of the calves that were with them didn't have their mamas with them. So anyway, he said it messed up 7 pairs. And in his country, you call the, we always referred to it as the dead animal wagon, but you call the truck that comes picks up the deads. And he said, I didn't pay that much attention. He said, you know, it's nothing unusual to call them and they come pick up the dead animals. But he said this time there was kind of a pile of them because they were all under this one area that got struck by lightning. And he said, I noticed they were putting tags in their ears. Now, why would you tag a dead cow? So he said, I looked at them. He said there were yellow tags and it said USDA on the tag. Now, if someone else is out there that has had this happen, give me a call. I'd like to, I mean, I know the guy. I know him pretty well. I trust him 100%. I know he said, I saw this with my own eyes, and this is a fella that I've spent a whole afternoon with in South Dakota one time. We got to know each other pretty well. He and G.B. Oliver and a couple of others of us sat in a hotel room one afternoon. Now, Jeff, you got the wrong idea. He's in there. I don't remember. Jeff always thinks things aren't like they ought to be. You think we drank...
I've got you all wrong, don't I, dear?
You think we drank a whole gallon of scotch while we were up there. But anyway, we visited, and I know this fellow pretty well, like I say. And he said, here the tank wagon man, these cows are going into what we call at the packing plant to go into the tank. In other words, they're going to make tankage out of them. And they're putting tags in their ears. These things are deader than graveyard dead, you know. And they're tagging them. They're not the calves, just the cows. And he said, I didn't think too much about it until after they were gone. He said, I'd love to have asked the people why they were doing that. But he says, here's my idea on this. He says, this is only an opinion. But, you know, the USDA here in the United States, we've had, what, 3 cases that where we've had the mad cow disease thing. And all the time it was a down cow that was not going to slaughter. Mark your little computer brain there with that now. The USDA has never said that the cows were found at a packing plant. They were always cows that were not going into the food chain. No, they wouldn't be going into the food chain if they were already dead on the farm. Now think about this a minute. And the Alabama cow, and we've discussed her time and time again, just like Ben Roberts said, he said, I could go down there and I could disprove that theory. If I couldn't find that cow, I could disprove that theory if I had time just to go to enough places in Alabama. He said, somebody would have to know where that cow came from. Somebody in Alabama would know if she did exist. And a lot of us are saying, we doubt seriously if she existed in the first place. You know, it came up at a time when we just needed another case of mad cow disease in this country. But the USDA doesn't. What? Remember, they would not let Creekstone Farms test every cow because Creekstone wanted the Japanese said, "Hey, we'll buy your beef. All you got to do is just test your cattle that are over 30 months of age, and we'll buy them. No problem." Creekstone said, "Hey, we'll test them." USDA said, we'll sue you if you test them. We have the authority to keep you from testing those cattle. The USDA doesn't want these cattle tested. Now, why don't they? They might find a cattle that's going into the food chain. You see what we're saying here? If this is the case, and we don't know that it's the case, it's only this one rancher's opinion, but boy, he struck me right with it because I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. I believe him. I truly believe the USDA does not test cows. They say, oh, it's just a sampling. All right, now why would the plant that picks up these dead animals do this? Do they get a remuneration for doing it for every sample they send in? Probably so. You know, they might send that partners. They say every time you send us a sample, you know, have a vet do it for us, we'll pay you $25-$30. Who knows? I don't know. Do the veterinarians get paid for sending in just like this supposedly cow that was in Alabama? We said, well, why would you test a damn cow? You know, usually you shoot her and drag her to the dead hole. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Can you believe it? Mega is looking for people like you and me. And they can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call 800-479-0853. 800-479-0853. That's 800-479-0853.
Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 800-479-0853 for details.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why isn't there a special name for the tops of your feet? Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, like we said, I don't know. We don't know. There's a lot we don't know, and we are being kept in the dark. And the powers that be do not want us to know. But doesn't it make good sense to think, see, the USDA has always said when the beef did never get into the food chain. It was found on the farm, never got into the food chain. If they only tested cows that are being picked up by the rendering company's trucks, they weren't going to the food chain. I don't know, but it makes sense to me because I just don't trust them there, folks, in Washington. Almost none of them. Anyhow, let's go to the telephones. Bob in Illinois. Hi, Bob. You're first up today.
Hi, Derry. How you doing?
All right.
I've got a question for you, and it's out of my ignorance. I want you to educate me here.
Yeah, I'm not a very good educator.
Well, let me ask you something. With these big corporations and that going to taking the beef and that and wanting to do what you say to it, why haven't the farmers, let's say in a county-wide area, let's cut this down to the county, why do they not have a place right there where they can market their beef right to the area people. In other words, have a slaughterhouse and a butcher shop right there where they market it right out.
We have those. They're around.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. How much is on the hook? About something like that?
I'm sorry, you're cutting out on me. I didn't quite understand your question.
What is the cost of beef on the hoof right now?
Well, I didn't look at the markets last week. I don't know. They're back down to 70-some cents a pound, which would make a 1,000 pounds. A 1,000-pound animal bring $700 and some dollars. But yes, and they cut out and they sell them for $3 and $4 and $5 a pound, depending upon, you know, what cut of beef you get. But here's the thing, and here's the reason we don't do it. If you remember the Pickett versus IBP lawsuit, back when those cattle feeders said, hey, you've been cheating us, and they actually won millions of dollars from them, and then this judge said, oh, well, we can't award that. But anyhow, in they wanted to settle, and the way they wanted to settle was to give these feedlot operators three packing plants. They were going to give them three packing plants. But they knew that as soon as those ranchers took those packing plants, they could run them out of business. Now, this is the same thing that has happened at the local basis. We do have government. You can't sell beef that's not government inspected. So you have to have a government inspector. Any plant that's government inspected has to meet all these specifications. These are the same specifications that the major packers got into the laws that says they have to meet certain standards. Now, let me give you a good example. In my hometown, there was a little grocery store that butchered locally and cut up meat, and they had a great big chopping block that they cut this meat on. And that block was 100-and-some years old because that store had been there that long. And they used the same chopping block. Well, they came in and said, oh, you can't do that. You can never chop up meat on a wooden block. So they were going to make them just take out everything that was in there and put all stainless steel in. It was going to cost tens of thousands of dollars to equip that so they could cut up meat. They said, well, we just quit cutting up meat. This is what happens. And the big packers know that if somebody does start up, and there's been quite a few, we had, when I was selling quite a few slaughter cows, I could go to Diggs Pack in Columbia. I could go to Macon Pack up in Macon, Missouri. I could go to McGee Packing Plant at Mexico, Missouri. There was three within an hour's drive of where I live. They're all gone. At Springfield, Missouri, we had MFA. They had a cow kill plant. When we say cows, we're talking about mama cows. You know, it's not fed cattle. We had four really good plants that handle a lot of slaughter cows. There's none in Missouri. Missouri is the biggest cow-calf state in the nation as far as total numbers per area is concerned. And we don't even have a place to slaughter them here in the state of Missouri. It's been tried. Now, we do have some local packers. They're not really packers. They're just slaughtering houses that do kill locally. They do pay a government employee to come in there and make things okay with them. But they're in the minority. And if once they started getting to where they were cutting into the business of the major packers, I will assure you that they'll figure out a way to take them out of business. Does that answer your question?
Well, yes. It still seems to me like you'd be money ahead.
We would if we could get by with it.
Well,
it's the government. It's the government. Everything you try to do, you've got to go through all these hoops, and the government's just constantly on you. And here's the next thing. Cattle producers are not meat processors. They don't know anything about running a packing plant. They know how to handle cattle. They know how to do the cattle producers are no more beef processors, as we mentioned, than wheat farmers would know how to run a flour mill. It's two different things. And they just have not been successful at it.
Well, I think they'd be money ahead if they would, you know, like you said, 70 cents a pound, but shoot, if they could pack it themselves. and they could sell it for $1.75, and they're still making more.
Well, that 70 is live, and cattle kill maybe a cow might kill 50%. A fat steer will kill 61, 2, or 3, really, really top steers, maybe up to 63%. So you don't get that. You don't have you don't have 1,000 pounds to sell unless it's a bull.
That's right.
That's kind of another thing. I watched them, and I think I've mentioned this on the air before, but it's a good story. When I was at Kansas City Stockyards, they showed us a demonstration over at one of the packing plants, and they took a ton bull. And we watched him dressed and watched him ground up, and they had a ton of ice sitting there. And when that bull yielded 50-something percent. When they got through, they had a ton of ground meat out of a ton bull that only yielded 50%. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't understand that one.
Well, they ground up a ton of ice with him.
Well, yeah, they had...
All right, and then you bring that hamburger home and you put it in a hot skillet and you say, well, what? It was a big piece of hamburger. What happened to it? The ice melted.
One more question, real fast. When you go to the store and you buy a package of hamburger and it's nice and pink on the outside and you get on the inside of it and it's brown as all get out, what are they putting on the outside to make it look good?
Oh, I can't remember what they do. Is it carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide? I don't know. It's a gas they put in there. But meat is not supposed to look pink. The good meat is aged. And there's another thing they've got people confused about, and I'm no meat expert, not at all, but I know a little bit. When I was at Stockyards again, I keep going back to my Kansas City days, the Golden Ox restaurant had the best steaks that you have ever eaten anywhere in the world. And they had those, they always killed overly fat cattle. They brought them in, and they, the cattle were always aged like I don't know how long at the packing plant. Then they would bring them in. They would cut those steaks, and they left them in another room with what kind of lights do we have, Jeff? Whatever kind of lights they are that makes the bacteria, that controls bacteria. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ultraviolet.
Ultraviolet light. They had them in a room with this ultraviolet light. I guess. I don't know. Again, I'm not an expert on this, but I watched them. And those steaks would grow whiskers. They would have white growth on them. And then they'd take the big old scraper and scrape that off before you ate it. Now, if most people could see that meat before they ate it, they would never eat it. But when they start eating it, they'd say, gee whiz, we've never had meat like this. Meat doesn't have to be red. It ought to be aged. I'm talking about beef. Now, pork's different. You've got to eat pork fresh. You have to process pork fresh. But beef, you want to let it hang. To show you the difference, if you're losing calves out on the ranch or the farm, you're losing calves, and the dogs go out there and start eating the calf or the coyotes, they'll eat the one that's been there about the longest. They want that aged beef. That's why buzzards are so happy. They come up here and live on aged beef all summer. But anyway, hey, I'm going to have to go, Bob.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. The we will have more calls after the break. Did you say that on the air, or did I say that? You told me that. Okay, I was looking at this clock, and my clock here is running about 10 seconds faster than your clock up there. Got it all figured out. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeah!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Discover why gold rules.
And we have returned. Let's go to my old hometown, California, Missouri. There is a place called California, Missouri. Kenny, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Derry, in response to the guy who wanted the farmers to benefit from the local processing, the only way to make that work, since the guy who raises the beef is not a meat packer, you have to sell it to the consumer on the hoof, and it has to be their beef when it goes into the processing. Then they have to either share half of it with their neighbor or have a big enough deep freeze to handle a whole or half a beef. And that's why that doesn't work, what he was trying to get across.
Yeah, it would work, but look at the hoops you'd have to jump through to get all that done. Most people can't you know, most people want to buy a package of meat.
Right, that's right, because I do that a little bit, but with Belgian blue beef that I raise, but, you know, that, like you say, there's so many hoops, and then if every farmer that we have around town here all did that same thing, we'd have more meat and not enough carrots to go around the town.
You're absolutely right. It's just almost an impossible thing. Now, you know, they talk about the farmers markets and all that, but, see, you can't do that and take it to a farmer's market even.
Oh, that's right. It's got to be their beef. It's got to be that consumer's beef when it goes into that local packing plant for him to have it butchered that way. If I put it in there as my beef and then he takes it out, then I sold beef and that's illegal.
Yeah, and here's what would happen. If we started doing that and they realized that we were cutting into their market, they'd get the law changed.
Yep.
Because we saw that happen with the cows that, and this is a long story and I don't have time for it, but there is a certain kind of cancer that can be cured by drinking a certain kind of cow's milk.
Yep. Okay.
And what they do, they take the cancer patient's blood, inject it into a pregnant cow that's ready to calve in so many days, and then when she calves, that antibody will be in the colostrum milk, and then the individual drinks the colostrum milk, and it cures the cancer. Well, they said, oh, you can't do that. I mean, that's not, you know, that the Cancer Society says, no, you got to let people die. You can't do that. So,
money out of it.
So, anyhow, this fellow was doing exactly what you're doing, but with the cow. He would sell them the cow, you see, but he maintained ownership of the cow. I mean, he maintained he took care of the cow, in other words. He managed the cow. And he's doing time in the penitentiary right now.
Oh, my.
So, see, this whole thing is government controlled from start to finish. It is to the point that it is almost ridiculous. And we call this a free country.
Is life better with cancer or better in the pen?
Well, see, that's the whole thing. And I would never give money to the Cancer Society, the Heart Society, any of these people, because they don't want to cure anything. Hey, they're on the gravy train. They're getting all this money coming in. If they found a cure, they wouldn't let us know about it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Journal of the American Medical Association has confirmed that consuming B6 and folic acid significantly lowers the risk of heart attack or death due to heart disease. These proven nutrients, combined with the key ingredient trimethylglycine, makes Cardio-1 the most complete formula for optimal cardiovascular health. White willow bark, known as the natural aspirin, further strengthens this revolutionary product, Cardio-1. A healthy heart needs these proven nutrients, and they're found in Cardio-1, chelation therapy made easy. Chelation has been compared to a roto-rooter in the cardiovascular system. It removes plaque and returns the arterial system to a smooth, healthy state. Removing arterial plaque from your body may help reduce your risk of heart attack by as much as 85% and improve overall health. To order a 30-day supply of Cardio-1, send $43.95 to Cardio-1, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we are in the home stretch. I mentioned earlier in this show that some of the most interesting people in the world listen to the Derry Brownfield Show. And they make telephone calls and they come by to see me. Yesterday, right after the show, we had a guest came riding up on a motorcycle. Jeff, you might want to help with this a little bit because you can explain things perhaps better than I. But he wanted to talk, and he had a motorcycle and a dog sitting on the motorcycle wearing a pair of goggles. And he had driven up here on that motorcycle from Guatemala. And you know what? We talked about so many different things so fast. He didn't have a lot of time. He spent maybe an hour with us. I didn't ask him how many miles it was. I didn't ask him a lot of things that I wish I had have asked him. But he and the dog rode up here from Guatemala. He's an American, born here in the United States, and he married a lady from Guatemala. He's been down there for quite a few years, and he's coming back and going to settle back here in this country. And anyway, I asked him about, you know, I wasn't even aware that you could drive. I said, could you drive a car down there? He said it would be very difficult to get from here to Guatemala in a car. He said they've had hurricanes, they've had lack of funds down in those South American countries, and he said a lot of bridges were out, but he said this is the dry season, and on the motorcycle he could get through a lot of those where, you know, they had just made trails where you could go around. I said, well, do cars go through those? He said, yes, but very, very slowly. And quite an interesting, a very interesting fellow. Do you have anything to add to that, Jeff?
Well, the dog thing. The dog caused quite a stir here at the office yesterday. People were gawking, and some were in favor of the dog. Others were like, so what? It's a dog. But the dog is co-rider on the motorcycle. He rides in front of this gentleman as they cruise down the highway. I do have some pictures. I'll try and post a link in the Studio C off of DerryBrownfield.com later today. The dog wears goggles. He gets some sort of shot in his ear. I don't know what he sprayed in his ear.
Well, it was so hot. The sun, it was so hot when they were coming up through South America, and the sun was bright, and they're driving, you know, 60 miles an hour on this motorcycle, and the dog sunburned his ears.
Yeah.
The dog does not wear a helmet, by the way.
You know, when he came in and that dog sat on the motorcycle out front in the building, that dog didn't move. Sat there for the whole hour while he was inside. And then when he came back outside, he gave the dog a little break in the grass beside the building. And Patty, our office gal up front, said that when it was time for the dog to get back on the bike, he didn't want to get back on the bike, and the gentleman kept pointing to the dog and pointing, you know, get up here on the bike, and she said, that dog looks so sad. He didn't want to get back on the bike. After riding from Guatemala, he probably didn't know where he was going next, but it just reminded me of that little dog in the Grinch Christmas movie. That dog didn't want to get on the sled, and that puppy dog kind of looked the same way, big sad eyes.
See, dogs like to ride. And, you know, we have these do-gooders that they've tried to pass laws that you can't let a dog ride in a pickup. They've tried. Now, maybe some states have it. I don't know. But it was discussed here in Missouri once upon a time. And see, my dog rides in the pickup all the time. Always has. I've never had it. Yeah, we did have one dog that didn't ride in the pickup because my wife said, this is her dog. And she says, I don't want you hauling him all over the country. You leave him here. And he was. But you have to really, you have to kind of discourage them, teach them not to get in the pickup. They want to ride in the pickup. But I can see, too, where, what was that dog's name? Can you remember?
Zena?
Zena, yeah. It was a female cur-looking dog, just a little old brown dog wearing goggles. And you put a picture on the
it'll be there
on the website so people can see. Anyway, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the goods you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
What do you know about the FTAA?
the proposed free trade area of the Americas. Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.